Everybody hates the government, or at least it's fashionable these days to say so. That seems to be one of the main reasons behind the rise of the Tea Party movement. Tea Partiers cheer people like national anti-tax advocate Grover Norquist, who likes to say he wants to shrink the government till it's small enough he can drag it into the bathroom, beat it to death, and drown it in the bathtub, whatever that means. Indeed, the bigger the government is, the more the anti-government crowd hate it. They hate the federal government most of all, and anything that they think might expand any of its powers. That's one reason President Obama's health care plan is so unpopular with them. The anti-government crowd also thinks state government's too big and want to shrink the powers of the legislature and maybe make it a part-time or a unicameral body. However, they tend to like local government, the more local the better, and they have affection for their village mayor, local police chiefs, county commissioners, and local school boards. Well, there's a lot of evidence indicating that, in a way, the Tea Party is right. We do have more government and more layers of government than we can really afford. But there's also evidence that their approach is entirely wrong, that their solution is backwards. We need a vibrant and powerful state government to protect us, lock criminals away, educate our kids, rebuild our roads and bridges, and make sure we have a functioning infrastructure. But in many places, we can just no longer afford as much local government as we now have. Several Michigan cities, including Highland Park, Benton Harbor, and Pontiac, are now being run by state-appointed emergency financial managers. That's because those cities have fallen into the equivalent of receivership. More cities are almost certain to follow. And in another sign of things to come, Pontiac is about to shut down its police department and turn protective duties over to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. The reason is simple. They can't afford the vanity of having a separate police force anymore. The city's emergency financial manager signed an agreement yesterday under which Pontiac would disband its police department and pay the county $10.2 million a year. In return, 74 deputy sheriffs would protect the citizens of Pontiac. That number, in fact, is slightly higher than the number of police Pontiac now has, and the deal would save the city about $2 million a year. They'll get more protection for less money. I haven't studied the numbers in detail, but it seems clear at least some of the savings will come because they'll be able to eliminate bureaucracy and administrative expenses. Pontiac won't be the first Michigan city to do this. Mount Clemens and neighboring Macomb County did it 5 years ago and saved millions. This isn't a principle limited to police operations. Throughout Michigan, we have school districts, townships, and local one-horse firefighting operations that could be combined to give people better service for less money. Yes, there may be a bit of sadness when you say goodbye for the last time to the fly-spec fire hall. But when you get your lower property tax bill next year, the figures may make it just that much easier to cope.